Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome to the Author Larry Toombs Gospel Radio Show. I hope everyone's having a good day, and I hope they enjoy their tomorrow Easter Sunday. Today, we have a live guest, and he's my cousin. He's from Minnesota. His name is Michael Sims. He goes by the name of Kicker Man.
Hey, Kicker Man.
What's going on, y'all?
Hey, that's
your
cousin and me.
I know. What's going on,
man? Oh, it's going okay. Good to hear your voice.
Yes.
Yeah. So we got online, and we got them in my studio, and we got them online. Now, if you online, if you call in later, or whatever, you want to say something online, because I can't tell if you online or not, because my studio don't show me. But if you online, you want to say something, you're welcome to. I won't know you're online until I check once I finish the broadcast. But let's get right on to the broadcast. Once again, we have Michael Sims. He preferably goes by the name of a Kicker Man. We've been calling him that nearly most of the time I know him. And today I have Kicker Man. He Sims. That's my family name, Sims. He's my cousin, that's my mother's nephew. That's my mother, Janie Mae Toombs. She was Janie Mae Sims. So that's her nephew, Kicker Man Sims. His mother was my lovely auntie, Aunt Willie B. Sims. God rest her soul. And I jump right on into it, and Kicker Man. He's going to minister the word of God first, and he's going to guide the troubled youth. And he's going to advise the abused and battered women. So, Kicker Man, now's your time when you're ready.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to be on the show. Once again, Larry introduced me. Michael Sims is my real name. But, you know, those who know me, if you know me by Kicker Man, then you basically know me. And it's like your family. So, and I'm just on here to share my expertise with far as working with kids and seeing battered women throughout my life. And I work at a high school right now, so I see kids of our culture and just kids of all cultures every day. So I'm just here to answer questions and to let y'all know what the Word of God say about, you know, these children and these women that's happening right now today.
All right. Now we hear we got quite a few people on the line. One question, one thing I would like to start off by asking you, Kicker Man, what would you do and what advice would you give a young kid going down the wrong pathway? He may be talking back to his mother. He may be coming home late. May have his pants down. And just going the wrong way. What advice would you give to guys that trouble you, turn his life around?
Well, the advice that I give to kids that's in that area is basically like I try to see why they having that issue. Like if it's an issue with their mom, it's an issue with their dad. I try to get to the bottom of what's going on with these kids, because we gotta remember that they're kids and they're gonna do whatever they see is in front of them. You see what I'm saying? So
true.
What I do at the school, I ask kids, you know, what happened? You know, and they like, what happened? I say, well, last night or night before, or, you know, how's your relationship with your mom? How's your relationship with your dad? And I get to the bottom of it, And once I get to the bottom of it, then I know how to address the situation. So then once I address the situation, it's basically like, okay, a lot of these kids want for somebody to let them know they're going to do okay. It's going to be all right. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
No matter what situation that they're in, if somebody tell them that everything's going to be okay because they know their situation, I've learned that more kids is more likely to tell you and open up a dialogue with you to let you into their life so you can help them. If we just talk to them and, man, you need to be doing this and that, then they close their ears to that because we don't know the real issue why they acting like this.
Right.
So
get
the advice
the
that I
root.
What's that? What's that?
No, yeah, you're right. Getting to the root. Getting to the root of the problem. You're right. You're right.
Yeah, because it's the whole thing is, you know, when one person, look, even an adult, you look at a person that go to work, they've been at that job for 26 years, and they've been nice for 26 years, and all of a sudden they come that one time. We don't know what happened that one day, the night before they came to work. You see what I'm saying? So it's like
right.
we gotta find out why is these kids acting the way they acting. You see what I'm saying? We can point the finger
right.
and point the blame at any and everything, the society, the music, all this and their peers, but it's the reason why they're doing that. And once we get to the bottom of that, Larry, we basically know as educators and people that's been down the road they've been down, because we've been 16 before. You know, we've been
right.
20 before. You know what I mean? So we have to put ourselves in their shoes sometimes. And once we do that, it's like, okay, all right, so how can I help you? And a lot of times, like, the program that I run at the high school is Academics to Athletic. And what it basically is we're trying to get the kids on track to turn in all their homework. Okay, so
right.
a reward for them is to come play basketball in the gym, and we got an A on the roll and a B on the roll, you know. And if they come in, they come right in. The school end at 3:05, but they come in at 4:05. I mean, they get to come in at 3:05 right away. The people that's going to homework lab that ain't got their grades together, they're missing a few assignments, then they got to come in at 4:05. So what I basically do, I get them a reward. Once I know the whole bottom of it, I reward them, and you know I cut their hair for free. You know, I'm a master barber, and that's some of my expertise I can give back to them. And
right.
I had three kids turn over from D's and F's to A's and B's because I got to the bottom of it. I told them the reward. This was the reward because they're like, man, Mr. Sims, won't you cut my hair? And I'm like, well, these kids, I'm only cutting these kids because. They're doing their job.
They're doing their job, right. Let me get in here on you. Yeah, you did an excellent job to reward the kids, and you did an excellent. I mean, outstanding job as being a school, you know, school employee or whatever it is in school. I admire that, and you done an excellent job. With God in that trouble youth. I'm gonna move right along as the time permits. Now you've done an outstanding job. Now I wanna see what advice would you give that woman, or maybe that whoever that child, that whoever have been abused and battered. How would you encourage them to keep their heads up? What advice would you have for them kicking man?
Well, I look at it like this. I haven't been on that end of that abusive man, but I've seen a lot of women in my family abused by different men and even, you know, different their kids and their friends and all of that. And I always go back to where the root, right? So the root was, when God says in Timothy 3, he says they are the kind who worm their ways into the homes and gain control over gullible women, right, who are loaded down with sins and are swayed in all kinds of evil desires, right?
Yeah.
So the whole deal about that is when a man see a woman that's vulnerable, they take advantage of their vulnerability. So the advice that I have for women is to know what God's word said about that. Once you know what God's word say about that, and you know what to stand on, because we stand on the word of God at all times.
Right. Yes.
If we stand on that word, it's basically like, look here, man, I got confidence in myself.
Right.
And
right.
It starts with confidence. Once a man know that you got confidence, and he won't put his hands on you, because you know, it ain't just a physical thing, but it's a mental thing too. They, you know, they can talk a good game. You know what I mean? And get these women to do whatever they want them to do.
Right.
You know, so my advice to any woman that's battling and bruised would basically to know what is the root of causing this. What could you have seen your mother abuse? Could you have seen somebody else mentally abused? How do you attack that? Is by the word of God, what God say. And you stand on that word. Once you stand on that word, and Satan cannot do nothing to send somebody your way to know. Because once you know God's word and you stand on that, can't nobody defeat you. I don't care, woman, man, kid, child, whatever. So that's the advice that I would have for a woman that's going through something, you know, is to basically, you know, look what God's word say about that.
Yeah.
Right. That's a good job. Before I go into the word of God, before I get King Man and myself going to the word of God, King Man, did you have a website called Preach Black Man? How did that go?
You said what? Say that again.
Did you have a website called Preach Black Man? I may be wrong.
No, I never had a website that called that. I never had a website. So, but a lot of stuff that I've learned, like I say, your moms, my grandmoms, you know, they put it in us, man. You know what I mean? And never knew that they really put it in us until God used us. It was time, they put it in y'all when I was little. Now it's time to use what you got.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, I get that from that. So, I'm just stepping out to the whole spreading the gospel to people. I'm just stepping out
that's
on that
good.
Because I can no longer be quiet about it.
Are you doing a good job? Before we go into it, do you have an email address if you want to be reached? A Facebook page, email address you can give to people that Twitter, Blog Talk Radio, and Facebook, and they might want to talk to you. Might want you to minister to them. Could you give them an email address, Facebook page for me?
Yeah, my Facebook page would be Kicker Man Sims. It's KEKAMANSIMS. That's my Facebook page. I don't do Twitter. I'm not too good with the whole social media. I'm just getting into it. So I got a Facebook page. But and then my email would be this is my DJ name. I DJ too. So I play all types of music, but my email would be djspeakaman@gmail.com.
Okay.
I'm going to say that again. It's djspeakaman@gmail.com. DJSpeakerMan.
Okay.
That's a good way to reach me right away, because that goes directly to my phone, and I can answer questions quickly like that. Facebook, I'm new to it. Twitter, I'm not even on there yet. So if you want to reach me, that's the best way to reach me.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, now I tell everybody, when they come on Arthur Larry Tunes Gospel Radio Show, I tell them, get ready, you going to church. Now we're telling you. You going to church? You can't get out of going to church. Like when I was a little boy, I tried to get out of going to church with my mama. Miss Dana May, you know, I got to say her name was. I got to say Miss Dana May, too. Miss Dana May wanted me to go to church, and I didn't want to go. So I tried to get out of going to church.
Yeah, I know.
So people listen to the broadcast, you going to church. Yeah, you can't get out of it. You know, and I basically want to say that before I turn it over to Kicker Man, we got 15 minutes left. I basically want to say what I say. I'm going to turn over to Kicker Man. He's a guest, Kicker Man Sam. But let me say what I want to say. You see, God has not left you yet. And I basically wanted to say that no matter what you're going through in your life, you may blame God. The devil is just trying to weigh you down. God has not left you. He has not left you yet. And basically my advice to people who feel that God has left them is if he left you, you would not be breathing. You are breathing. You got time. God has not left you. See, the devil, he's evil, conniving. He's an evil, conniving thing that you cannot see. You cannot see when he's working it. And he's working all the time. His job is to send you straight to hell with him. And he don't know the day, the time, no hour. God is coming back to get him, to take him to hell. He's going to hell.
Yeah.
He's going to hell. Do not entertain anything. Do not entertain anything that he do. Can y'all still hear me?
Yeah, I
had a computer error. That's why I asked. Do not be deceived by him. Do not be deceived by him, my brothers and my sisters. God has not left you. He never will leave you. He loves you more than anything. Uh-huh. Give you more than one chance to get your life together.
Yeah,
give you more than one chance together. At one time, I thought that he was not real in my life. Because the light was shining in my life. It's the only reason why I believe that God was real. By the things that he did for me, that was the light that was shining.
Uh-huh.
But on my other side of my life was darkness. And when I saw darkness, for the things I asked God for, he didn't give me. I didn't believe in him. But he didn't give me those things for a reason. And the old lady told me that. The old lady in the church told me. She wasn't talking to me. She was talking to somebody else. And she said that those things happen for a reason. Maybe God don't want to hurt you. You see what I'm saying? When you don't get what you don't want, maybe God's sparing you.
Maybe
he's sparing you. Mm-hmm. You know, never think that God's not with you. Never think that he's not with you. And basically, before I turn it back over to Kicker Man, I just want to tell you that God got a plan for you. You may not know what that plan is. You may not know what that plan is. But God got a plan for you. And when he won't lay his hands on you, you will not be still, no matter what you're doing. When the Almighty put his hands on you, you will do what he asked you to do. And you won't have a question of a body. When the Holy Spirit hits you, and when he turns you loose, you will do what the Almighty tell you to do. Don't not fight the Holy Spirit. Always obey. You never know
what he's going to
do. Right. You're not going to win. You see, I want to tell you, who listen, wherever you listen from, your house, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter, and whatever. You see, I thought God was not real. Until one day, he showed me that he was real. You a child of God. Do you love your kids? Do you love your kids? See, you were made in God's image. God made you in his image. To let you know you love your kids and God loves you. Would you hurt your kids? You wouldn't hurt your kids. And neither would God hurt you. Do not be deceived by evil, distraction from the devil who has nothing to lose. He's on his way to hell. God told me to tell you that. I didn't have a radio show. God came through somebody and gave it to me to get his word out. I became obedient. I didn't fight the Holy Spirit. Now we got 10 minutes left. I'm turning it back over to the host, Kicker Man Sam.
Okay, well, the thing about all of this stuff, you know, is once again, everything starts with the parents. When it comes to children, raising children, when it comes to women being battered, it starts with the parents and what they've seen, right? So when the Bible says we spare the rod, we spoil the kid, if there's no discipline some way, somehow, the kid will be spoiled. They got to be some discipline. Same thing with the adult, the battered woman. there got to be some discipline in that to the point where she's showing her daughter or her son that I'm not going to take this. You know what I'm saying? So in Proverbs 22, it says that a good man leave an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the righteous, right? So when I look into this, it's basically like, okay, we think of an inheritance, we think of finances, land, stuff like that.
Yes.
But
yes.
God, when you look into it, he would basically tell your kids about me, and then they'll tell their kids about me, and then they go down generation.
Right.
Now, when we disobey that, you see what I'm saying? And that's what's happening. We didn't got so far away from God in this generation that it's easy to walk away.
Mm-hmm.
We know, Larry, and you know, coming up, it was like, grandma and them, they made sure that we knew God. We stayed over, we come down to Mississippi or St. Louis, and well, man, it's 30 of us in one house shacking up. You see what I'm saying? To the point where you sleep on this floor, you sleep on this bed, because that brought family. You see what I'm saying? Instead of going to hotels and going over here, going there. No, you got a place to stay as long as I got a house.
Exactly.
I don't care. You know?
Yeah.
So we got away from that. We have to get back to that. And as adults and people that know God, we have to steer people in that route to the point where this is what our parents taught us. And if I don't teach this to my kids, then I don't fear the police or the teachers. Or I fear God more than I fear all of that.
Right.
Because this is what his word says. You see what I'm saying? So if we follow that, man, he wrote them words in the Bible for a reason. Basic instructions for leaving the earth. He wrote those words in that Bible for a reason. And when
Preacher,
we fall short, man, when we fall away from that, Larry, man, we in trouble, man. So to all the kids and all the women, man, we have to get back to where it started at. We have to go back to the beginning because we have got so far away from the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
It's just, you know, and they say if you have one wish and all this and dream, we got to come back to being dreamers. A lot of you kids nowadays, they're not dreaming.
You're right.
No, their dreams are gone. You know, their dreams are on reality TV and what they see on TV.
Right.
You know, the average kid.
Right.
The average kid spend more time watching TV and on their phone than, you know, reading the book. You know what I mean? Well, you know, he's coming up and my grandma said, hey, read that book, boy. You know, and that's what it's about.
You better read.
Because she's going to ask you, gonna ask you what the book was about.
Right.
You know, so technology, man, you know, you're doing a good thing, Larry, just by, you know, we're dealing with technology right now, but you're doing it God's way. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And keeping God in the midst of everything, and the agenda is God's way. You see what I'm saying? Regardless of what somebody say, if two people listen, if 30 people listen, if thousands of people listen, because all we got to do is be obedient, and God's going to add everything else to it.
There you
are.
Amen. You're telling the truth.
That's right.
So, I mean, it's just... Go ahead. No, I was just saying, man. You know, when you asked me to speak on these topics, it was easy, man. Because, like I say, I deal with kids all day, man. And then the women, man, I've seen them once they get grounded in God, no longer can they be abused no more. Period.
Right.
They ain't going for it.
Right.
But
right.
If they ain't grounded, anything can happen. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Right. Yeah, that was the honor to have your own. Kick Man, you listen live on Arthur Larry's Gospel Radio Show, is in it. And we have Kick Man Sims from Minnesota. And I thank my call in guest, no matter where you listen from, I know you listen. Once I check all my resources, I want to thank you. I don't care where you're listening from, Twitter, Blog Talk Radio, my Facebook page. I just want to thank you. You know, for, you know, listening and taking time to talk to me. I believe that God has a plan for us. I believe that he has a plan for us.
Yes.
And you just hold on. The ship may not be sailing right, but just stay on the ship. Just remain on the ship.
Yeah.
Don't jump off.
That's it. Don't jump off.
Yeah.
You might jump
don't
off
jump
too
off.
Early. Once you jump
don't
off
jump
too
off,
early, now you're like, man, I wish I would have never jumped off.
Right. Now, Kingdom Man reminded me of something. And he said that, and I said often, and then God says that, and I might get it a little wrong, but I'm hitting it on time. God said that when one or more people are gathered together in my name, there I am also in the midst of them. Now you want to know what God is right now? You want to know what God is right now? He's in the midst of us.
Right.
You never seen his face, but you want to know where he is right now.
No, he's there.
The Bible say that God cannot lie.
No.
He done.
That's what he said. God cannot lie. If you want to know where he is right now,
right.
He's in the midst of you. He's in the midst of you. He left the Holy Spirit to comfort us. He left the Holy Spirit to comfort us. And I'm glad for that the Holy Spirit. I love when that Holy Spirit takes over.
Ain't nothing like it.
You see what I'm saying? He is here now. Holy Spirit is here now.
Mm-hmm.
He is here now. That's like July with all the last about the show. We got 3 minutes left, and I'm going to let. Did you want any one of my callers want to say anything?
Yes, I have something I would like to say, and I'm Ned Tune. And just want to encourage you all. You Kicking Man, I'm proud of you and Larry for what y'all are doing. Because truly, it touched my heart today because I learned something. And to know that our family be rooted and grounded in God. And when we all leave, we all going to be together forever.
Yeah.
That's how we got to come together.
Right.
So we all
right.
got to come together and carry one another. So our
right.
family generations will be blessed. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
y'all
right.
keep up the good work.
Right, we come from a big family. Sam's family.
Oh, yeah.
Kicker Man told you, we had to lay behind the refrigerator. We had to lay on the floor in the house behind the stove.
Hey, we make
together.
It happen.
Them four sisters, they were together.
Oh, yeah.
Trust me. They were together. I know, sir.
Yeah.
This is so tight, and I saw my own eyes. How tight they was. And I will tell
you. Been
you know what? I've seen how tight
mom
they was. Yeah.
You keeping up with mom.
Right. And my mama always talk about all her kids. Kicker Man is one of them. That's why I know all of them. That's why you want to tell me who ain't willing to be kids is or who ain't having kids is or who ain't having kids. Mama, I have great concern at the kitchen table when I was a little boy. Talking. That's what it was, the whole conversation. And so, I know.
Yeah.
And Kicker Man, my ringing, her mom always talk about Kicker Man. Okay, now we're getting out to like the 50 second left. I want to say everybody, thanks for tuning in to Arthur Larry Tune Gospel Radio Show. Kicker Man, let you take us out, Kicker Man, with 6 seconds left.
Okay, well, I just want to take us out, you know, with basically with prayer and just thank God for allowing you to do what you do. Thank you for just inviting the Spirit into this whole situation. You know what I mean? And I thank you, Annette, for tuning in and doing Father's will just by listening and agreeing.
Right.
So and we invited the Spirit in just by two of us together. It was three of us together. You see what I'm saying? So he's in the midst of us. So I just thank God for everything that he's done and he's going to do, especially in your life, Larry, because you never stop. And that's good.
Yeah.
Keep it going. And I'm going to support you every way I can. Whatever I got to do, we're going to make it happen.
Yeah.
Okay?
Ten seconds. Everyone have a good day. Have a good day. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you. Bless y'all.
All right. All right. All right.